welcome to this podcast from the International Crisis Group. I'm Gabriela Quezebec-Davalos, Senior Communications Officer, and with me on the line from Nairobi is Thierry Vurculon, Crisis Group's Central Africa Project Director. We are talking about the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congolese President Joseph Kabila altered Congo's election laws, eliminating the runoff system and allowing the candidate with a plurality to claim the presidency. This constitutional revision increases the presidential powers. Thierry Vurculon explains us the consequences of these changes.
But the recent constitutional review seriously questions the way the coming elections are being prepared. Because in this constitutional review, there is an electoral reform that has been included among the many constitutional changes. The Article 71 has been amended, and now the presidential election will not be a two-round election, but a one-round election. So the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo will be elected by a simple majority. It is a problem, not only because in most countries the president is elected through a two-round vote, but also because this is a country with more than 400 tribes, and the president therefore needs a very strong legitimacy to run the country. Of course, there were other changes in the constitutional revision, but most of them are increasing the presidential powers. Now the president has the power to disband the provincial institutions and dismiss the governors. He can also decide to have a referendum or not, and prosecutors are now clearly put under the authority of the executive branch of government. So indeed, this constitutional review is a step towards a very presidential regime in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
And what are the biggest risks for the electoral process now?
The constitutional review actually may decredibilize the electoral process. Its timing and its methodology are questionable. Such change of the electoral rules have been dismissed several times by the ruling party. But suddenly, at the beginning of this year, it was decided actually to amend the electoral rules. And the timing also is very surprising, because the presidential election is scheduled in November. And at the beginning of this year, suddenly there is a change of the rule to elect the president. Of course, this results in growing discontent among the opposition parties, but also among the civil society. Right now, there are several initiatives to reverse or try to reverse this constitutional change. The opposition and some civil society organizations have launched a petition campaign to revise the revision, and there were already demonstrations in several towns in the country. If you add this constitutional review to the logistical problems encountered by the electoral process, and also by the security, if you add the security problems in Western and Eastern Congo, the coming election look already problematic.
What do you think could be done to prevent a crisis due to these constitutional changes?
We are now working on a very tight schedule, as the first election are supposed to happen at the end of November. Therefore, it is high time for donors to gather and set up an electoral package that will focus on the strategic elements for a free and fair vote. That package should target voter registration, training of the Congolese police for securing the campaign and the vote, supporting Congolese NGOs and media to monitor the campaign and the vote, signing a code of conduct between political parties, and supporting the legal resolution of the post-electoral disputes. Of course, also they have to prepare for a significant electoral observation mission, as the DRC is a big country, and there will be a lot of polling stations or voting stations to cover. Concerning the security situation that is still very fragile in the DRC, the UN forces there, the UN mission, should start doing some operational planning in order to be able to redeploy quickly in Western Congo, as 90% of the peacekeepers now are located in Eastern Congo. It is also very important there is no new changes to the electoral rules. And maybe in the future, it will be very welcome that changes of the electoral rules before the elections are forbidden.
Thank you very much. That was Thierry Vurculon, Crisis Group Central Africa Project Director, talking about the revision of the electoral law in the Congolese constitution and the problems these changes could bring. For more information, go to our webpage www.crisisgroup.org. Thank you for listening to this International Crisis Group podcast.